You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device. Baby, fine, walking home on the line to me. I just want to make love to you.
Hey, it's the podcast for dozens. It's more lost time, and I'm only a few pages away from finishing this new book by Jesse Jarno called Big Day Coming, Yola Tengo and the Rise of Indie Rock, which tells the story of my favorite band. It's really well researched, and then I think it finds a useful story to tell outside of the one of the band itself. And I think it works on that gut level, too. I think if you read a book about your favorite band, it should make you want to listen to them, which it certainly works there. All I've wanted to do right now is listen to Yola Tengo. And, you know, I started collecting Yola Tengo records and listening to them in 1992. I got to see them for the first time in 93 and met Ira Kaplan after the show and told him I'd just become a fan. I was trying to catch up on all the records that I'd missed. And he said, well, you know, there's a lot to get. Which there was, but I caught up pretty fast, and as many as there have been since then, sometimes it seems like there's never enough. I can never get enough Yola Tengo. And so in the spirit of this program, I think what I want to do is play a few that I feel like you don't get to hear that often. And it seems like the sensible place to start is with a couple of the band's earliest recordings. I want to start from 1986, or possibly 85, this compilation LP on Coyote Records called Luxury Condos Coming to Your Neighborhood Soon. This is a record I love most of my life, long before I really became a big Yola Tengo fan. My buddy Tom Jean got it first, I don't remember where, and we listened to it all the time at his house until eventually I ordered my own copy. And I always loved the cover and the title, which I didn't really understand until I read this book and learned about the period of time that Hoboken, New Jersey, was going through, which was a real pain in the ass for the arts community, as a lot of new condominiums were coming through and raising rents, and historical landmarks were going away. But amid all that, on this record is the very first incarnation of Yola Tengo, which of course is Ira Kaplan on guitar and vocals, and Georgia Hubley on drums, and in this particular lineup, Dave Schramm on lead guitar, Dave Rick on bass, and their first song to be on a record. On this one, it's Private Doberman. Well, sometimes I see so well I'm blind. I get up trying, if I could find my way to line, I'd try now. But some way I'd be lost, I'd find out that I've been well all now. Then insane, I'll be trying to find out when to say. I remember a train ride, I saw a city in a hard fight we had. And I think of the face I made you make. I had my head so bad, I know I'm not fine. Oh, now a little real long to get in wait. I'd be a lot of thought now when you say. So around you, so it's the same. When it takes you, when it tells you, when you try for love. It's all the same. It's always living. It's 1986. That's Hearts Expired, taken from For Your Ears Only Jersey Beat Compilation Volume 2, which was a cassette, came with a fanzine, had this drawing on the insert that's kind of neat. And the song Hearts Expired is a Will Rigby tune from this record Sidekick Phenomenon that also has a song on it called Tale of a Star that's really good. You know, one of the things I really like about this Jesse Jarno book about Yolo Tango is that he manages to talk about the artistic maturity of the band. You know, how they went from sounding what they sounded like early on to sort of what they sound like now, and how they write songs. You know, whether somebody in the band comes up with a song and it grows into what it manages eventually sounds like on a record, to how they write songs by jamming together and coming up with a melodic idea and it evolving in a lot of different ways into a finished song. And so I picked a couple of things out of stuff that I have that I think showcase all the different ways songs work. I wanted to play just a couple things that show that off. So both of these are radio recordings. First one is from France in 1999, a couple of months before the band would release this particular song in its finished version on the album, and then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. Other one is from a few years earlier, but this first cut, again from Francis, called Saturday.
The room was filled with talk for anyone listening. I found a spot by the door with no one around. Thank you.
thing sucker sucks to your coat's right on. You're over my eyes. If I just paid attention to the cues, and if I just held back. Down. Waiting for the firestorm and heading for the false alarm. Said it twice, said it. I'm getting tired of the same old tune.
From June of 1995, that's a real stripped-down version of one of my favorite Yola Tango numbers, False Alarm. I think you always know a good song because it works either way. You can, you know, tear it apart and do it different ways, and it still really works great, like in full effect with Ira Kaplan shouting and building up the loops of pounding on the organ, or more acoustic and kind of broken down. It's just as good, which brings up something critical, I think, to the Yola Tango legend, playing really loud. We'll get to that next, but you know it's also important, our sponsor. And this is a great time to hear from them. This special edition of More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies, the always perfect brownie you won't find in stores because they're not available anywhere just yet. And this week I talked to Jake Schwab of the New Generation Baking Company to tell him about this All Yola Tango edition of the show and let him know he'd be getting a freebie on his ad contract. And he was pretty happy about that, but he's mostly happy because he's a big fan too. That's actually how I met him back in the 90s. We were swapping live tapes. And that reminded him of something that he'd never told me about this story. And it was kind of interesting. He told me about this time back when he was in grad school up late with some friends who had dared him to make a prank phone call. And they happened to be listening to the Yola Tango record that was out at the time, May I Sing With Me. And so he had this idea where he was going to sort of blow somebody's mind. So he dialed up this random number. This guy answers and he points the phone at the receiver and plays the song 86 Second Blowout into the receiver. And his friends were all laughing. And when it was over, Jake puts the phone up to his ear to hear the guy's reaction. The guy says, "Hey, that's pretty good. Who was that?" Sense of humor. We all think we have one, but we don't really know for sure until we try it out on someone who has everything to gain by us losing. Wouldn't you like to try a brownie that puts its reputation on the line with the same level of daring? Modern age brownies, so delicious it's surreptitious. Just you wait and see. Now back to the music. Just above NRBQ and the Replacements, Yola Tango is the best cover band in rock and roll. I want to play a couple of covers by them. First, in 1990, the band released Fake Book, which is this collection of songs and kind of folky arrangements. And the record company at the time, Bar None, put out this promotional EP that included one of the cuts on the record, but also a bunch of live numbers that, for whatever reason, show off the other side of the band, you know, the more aggressive sound. And so I want to include one of those songs here, their version of this old New Colony 6 tune that I know from an old Nuggets record. And that'll turn into one of two versions of Sun Ra's Rocket Number 9 from this 7-inch single I have. But first, this is from Here Comes My Baby EP. This is At the River's Edge. We'll be right back.
all for the plan. To the plan. A Venus rocking up and down. Take off for the plan. To the plan. A Venus rocking up and down. Take off for the plan. To the plan. A Venus rocking up and down. Take off for the plan. To the plan. A Venus up, two, up, two, up. Up in the air. Up, two, up, two, up. Up in the air.
And that is from this terrific-looking single on Planet Records from 1997 that has two versions of Sun Ra's Rocket No. 9. Both of them are live. One of them's with a horn section, which could be the guys from Other Dimensions in Music, or it could be the actual Sun Ra orchestra, because I know Yola Tango have done stuff with them at least once or twice. And we've got time for one more. There's a series of records where bands have written songs around poems by a man named Ernest Noyes Brookings, and Yola Tango contributed one called Artificial Heart to a collection of those from 1993. The record's called Delicacy and Nourishment, and it's this great, really loud song, and you can hear it pretty easily, actually, on the band's collection of extra tracks called Genius Plus Love Equals Yola Tango. So what I want to do is play this earlier acoustic arrangement that I have of it, because it's really beautiful in general, but also I love the bass here by James McNew. And I think eventually I want to do like a whole other special show just for James and his solo stuff. But for now, let's listen to this great version of Artificial Heart. So based on a poem by Ernest Noyes Brookings, Artificial Heart by Yola Tango from 1992.
One, two, three, four.
Artificial heart pumps blood into entire body during Operation Heart. Connected to the arteries, can't be heard, could be shot. It does not require any soldering. Artificial heart pumps blood into entire body during Operation Heart. Connect to the arteries, can be heard, could be shot. It does not require any soldering. Artificial heart pumps blood into entire body during Operation Heart. Connected to the arteries, can't be heard, could be shot. He does not require any soldering. Artificial heart pumps blood into entire body during Operation Heart. Connected to the arteries, can't be heard, could be shot. He does not require any soldering. Mm-hmm. entire body endure an operation. Heart connected to the arteries can be heard. Could be shoddy, does not require any soldering. Artificial heart pumps blood into entire body during an operation. Heart connected to the arteries can be heard. Could be shot, it does not require any soldering.
This special edition of More Lost Time was produced by a one-time only contract by Rita Book. The show was written by Paige Turner and engineered by Tony Nominee. We use no recordings from New Jersey's WFMU-FM. You know, you can subscribe to this using iTunes. Please leave a rating, a review, tell a friend. Our email address is morelosttime@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @morelosttime. And thanks for listening. This has been the sound of More Lost Time.
I buried Flanders.